Fighting Relapse from Food Addiction, from an article on foodrelapse.com. In my 33 years in program, I've witnessed thousands of people dealing with relapse, and 19 years ago, that list also included myself. I was in the middle of a devastating relapse. In the ensuing years, I have studied and written on the topic of food relapse and shared at length about this at retreats and workshops in many places. Perhaps today would be a good day to take some time to talk about it some more. When I was in the middle of my relapse, my disease had a firm grip on my thinking. That was not only my thinking about food, but also all of my program thinking based on knowledge I had acquired since I entered program, about 14 years worth at the time. One of the main weapons my disease uses against me are my own character defects. This is why continuing to work the steps is crucial to gaining any long-term recovery. In particular for me were two glaring defects, immaturity and narcissism, called self-centeredness in the Big Book. How does immaturity play into our disease's plan? Simple. We want what we want when we want it. Before program, that meant we wanted to eat whatever we wanted, as much as we wanted, but without gaining weight. Once in program, we want recovery without having to do the work, and we don't want to have to deal with uncomfortable emotions without using food as a medication. We want to hear from others that we can set an abstinence bar so low that Henry VIII could follow it, or have it include the exact foods we desperately need to give up because we're medicating with them. I sometimes think in program that we pander to people's disease instead of being honest about what is going to put them on the path of long-term recovery. All 12-step programs dealing with food are based on AA. Nobody comes into AA ever thinking there's the slightest chance that he or she can continue to drink and call themselves sober. Alcoholics have to give up drinking, period. They have to pay a price of admission, and so do those of us in food programs. We have to give up the foods we cannot eat like gentlemen or women. Yet, we struggle with people constantly telling them to start small with the idea that recovery will grow. The road will get narrower. While I have occasionally seen this work, it is more likely that starting with a loose abstinence at the point of one's highest surrender will not lead to a tighter abstinence, but a looser one as the pain subsides. This then leads to slipping and then out the door altogether. I have seen this happen over and over, many more times than I would like to have to admit. My disease wants as much mommy love as it can get. Mommy love is different from daddy love and has nothing to do with the gender of the person involved in giving it. Mommy love is that unconditional reinforcement that despite all negative self-harming things you do to yourself says, it's okay, dust yourself off and start again. I see this a lot in program, and this was said to me many times during my relapse. The problem is that my disease thrives on that, and as a result, it grows bigger. Hear what they said it would whisper in my ear? Nobody's perfect. Relapse is part of recovery. And since everyone is saying that your binging yesterday was okay, let's do it again today. And my disease would use that as a reason to get me to go out and eat again tomorrow, or the next day, or the next week. And it did so many times. What I really needed was daddy love. In both instances, by the way, the operative word is still love. Daddy love says, yep, you messed up. And no, it's not all right that you did, but let's take a look at what happened. Obviously, despite everyone's constant positive reinforcements of your bad behavior, you are still continuing with self-destructive actions. In many ways, the hardest thing for people in program to do with fellow members that are slipping is to be honest with them. A constant stream of it's okay, don't beat yourself up messages might feel good to the person saying them, but are they truly helping the recipient? Of course, there is truth in what the people are saying. Beating yourself up after eating accomplishes nothing other than reinforcing already well-entrenched self-loathing. At the same time, however, we need to remember we're talking to people with an active disease that will take all of our well-intentioned words and use them against the exact person we're trying to help. what might sometimes be more helpful is stop beating yourself up by continuing to eat. The eating today, more than the self-recriminations tomorrow, is the real beating yourself up that needs to stop.